You're with SBS Radio.
Before invasion, there were an estimated 8 to 16 Aboriginal languages in Tasmania. Due to historical injustices, these languages were lost, with so few records left. The Tasmanian Aboriginal Corporation, along with the community, began the Palawakani Language Revival Program. Palawakani has been created as the Aboriginal language of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community. Now we'll be learning some Tasmanian Aboriginal place names from Tessa Addo. I'm Bryden Nichols, and this is the NITV podcast.
Yeah, Pulingina Luchawita, Mina Tessa. Hello, welcome to Luchawita, Tasmania. I'm Tessa Atto, a community language worker at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre. Mina Kani Palawakani Mina Tu. I'm speaking Palawakani to you. Palawakani means Tasmanian Aboriginal speak, and it's the only Aboriginal language spoken in Luchawita, Tasmania today.
You just heard there from Tessa Atto, community language worker with the Palawakani Language Program at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre. She teaches Palawakani to the community. Shortly, she'll be teaching us some Aboriginal place names. Non-Aboriginal people are encouraged to learn Aboriginal place names and incorporate them into daily life.
Okay, I'd like to discuss acknowledgements of country. An acknowledgement of country is a way that white people can respectfully acknowledge traditional owners, as opposed to a welcome to country, which is spoken by an Aboriginal person of that space and place. So a useful all-purpose acknowledgement of Aboriginal people for my country, Luchawita, would be: as we meet here, we honour those people and all the original tribes of Luchawita, Tasmania, who are no longer here as a result of brutal invasion, and the Tasmanian Aboriginal community of today who remain the owners of this land. So maybe a more specific one would look something like this, sound something like this. So you might have a name or an event, and it would say, acknowledges the Tasmanian Aboriginal as the traditional owners of the island Luchawita, Tasmania. This festival or event takes place on country around Kanamaluka, which is River Tama, where two original tribes converge, the Lidarimirina and the Panina people. So another way to make an acknowledgement, or for a more specific place, will be to hop online and look at our interactive online map. So on there are over 220 place names that are just freely available for anyone to use. On that, you can hear the pronunciation and you can read some background history. And some are already dual named. This is on the Tasmanian Aboriginal website at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre.
Now Tessa is going to teach us how to pronounce vowels in Palawakani.
In Palawakani, there's an A, an I and a U, and they are only always said one way. So A is pronounced as in father, I as in the short E sound in feet, and U is said as in the word put.
Now it's time we learn some more Palawakani as we explore place names with Tessa.
So, would you like to learn some place names?
Yeah, definitely.
So, the first one we'll learn is Luchawita, Tasmania. I'm going to say it slowly so you can hear it, and then I'll say it at a normal pace so you can hear what it would sound like just in conversation. So, slowly, with all the sounds in it, it sounds like this. Luchawita. Luchawita. Would you like to have a go?
Luchawita. Luchawita.
Munanari, so the U is always a O sound. So the next one is Nipaluna, which is the city of Hobart and the country around it. So Nipaluna, Nipaluna. Do you want to have a go?
Nipaluna.
Munanari, Kaninari, good talking. The one after that is Larapuna, Bay of Fires, on the northeast coast of Luchawita, Tasmania. Beautiful spot. Said slowly, it's Larapuna, so Larapuna. Would you like to have a go?
Larapuna.
Muna Nairi. The next one is one of our beautiful mountains, Kunanyi. So Kunanyi is Mount Wellington. Kunanyi, Kunanyi. And now your turn.
Kunanyi.
Muna, Kaninari, well done. That's some of the two letters together that make a single sound can be quite tricky because they're not in the English sound and spelling system, which, you know, most of us are used to. So it's relearning how to say Aboriginal sounds in our words. So well done. Awesome job. The next one is Takaina, which is the Tarkine, a very special place to us. It's world-renowned, and there's always something going on in the Tarkina area, and something that the Aboriginal community here in Lutruwita, Tasmania, have to protect there. So Takaina, Tarkine, Takaina, Takaina. Would you like to have a go?
Takaina.
Muna, Nairi, warra. So warra is an exclamation of excitement when someone gets something right. You go warra. It's awesome. The next one is Lunawuni, which is Bruni Island. Lunawuni, Lunawuni. Now your turn.
Lunawuni.
Muna, Kani Nairi. Good talking. The next one is Wulinantikala, which is Cradle Mountain. Wulinantikala. Wulinantikala. Can you say that one?
Wulinantikala.
Very close. Wulinantikala.
Wulinantikala.
Very close. Well done. That's probably one just to keep working on, I think.
Yeah, a bit more difficult.
So, yeah, it sure is. It's got some common sounds through it, but it's a tricky one. So by using as many of the original place names as much as possible and getting your pronunciation correct, you're playing an important role in re-establishing the original names of places in Lutruwita, Tasmania. And it shows the authentic history and it honours our Aboriginal language. Several other categories of Palawakani are available for the use, for community to use under the community policy and protocol. That can be found on the TAC website. And also there are over 50 useful words, and they're on the 50 words online. The link is 50 words. So I would suggest checking out the TAC website for more information about Palawakani and stuff in general, and place names in particular, and the many ways it's used within the Aboriginal community and how it's shared with the wider community on our information entertainment sheets. And please contact the language program with any inquiries on language@tacinc.com.au.
That's it for episode 2 of the 2-part Palawakani NITV podcast series. Thank you so much to our guest today, Tessa Atto, Community Language Worker with the Palawakani Language Program at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre. If you missed part 1 of the Palawakani series where we explored the history of the language, just go to where you get your NITV podcast from. You can also find podcasts like Take It Black, Ballin' Out or Our Story.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.